We appreciate you putting yourself and your crew in harm's way to glorify our Lord in sharing the message out there. Good morning, all friends, family here today. I was asked to deliver a message today, and I named this message Hospitality, and I could have named it different titles. I could have given different titles, but I decided to go with the hospitality piece. It's going to be Luke 7, 36 through 50 passages. And on the Bible in the pews here, if you don't have a Bible, it's on page 721. I have Trudy. It's going to read the passage, the scripture for me. Okay, perfect.
And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had bidden him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus, answering, said unto him, "Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee." And he saith, "Master, say on." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. The one owed 500 and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave most." And he said unto him, "Thou hast rightly judged." And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." And he said unto her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that were eating with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this that forgiveth sins also?" And he said to the woman, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace."
Thank you, Trudy. I would like to open in prayer. Father God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for what you provide for us. Thank you for the freedom that we have in this country. We just celebrated the independence of this country. We ask that you open our eyes to see you, open our ears to hear you, open our hearts to receive you and to be able to be in your presence to receive your message. Lord God, be with each of the families and children involved in the devastation in Texas. The situation is tough for them. Also, the first responders are there helping those that are in this tragedy. Jesus, let this be awakening in the event that many will call upon you as a Savior to turn to you and cast their cares to you. Lord Jesus, give them peace with the storm. Provide financially for them. Provide food, faith to get through this tragedy. Lord God, hear our prayers for all those in Texas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. The story of Jesus and the sinful woman teaches us that powerful lesson of faith, service, and forgiveness. Jesus dines at the home of Simon the Pharisee. I found this picture of a woman washing the feet. And as you can see in this picture portrayed here, there's three tables. And during this time, most people were reclined. When you were invited to somebody's to share a meal at their homes, you would recline on pillows around the tables. And at the head of the table, which is the one where Jesus would be portrayed in this picture in the blue, then the host will be sitting next to at the head of the table. And one elbow would be reclining while the feet were extended outward. And most traditionally during this time, people would extend their gratitude and also the welcoming by washing people's feet, because during that time there were sandals and the roads were dusty. And so, but the woman enters uninvited during this time and washes Jesus' feet with her tears. And she takes her veil off, and after weeping and crying and washing his feet, she dries his feet with her hair. And then she has a container with oil, with fragrances, and uses the fragrance to anoint him with the fragrance and put it on his feet. Usually during this time, oil was used. People wouldn't bathe and as frequently as we do now. They would be working in the sun and hot, and they would not bathe frequently. So oils will be used to pour on their heads and get some of the smell so that you would be pleasant odor around them. And so you can see, and most of this was done when you went to a house, somebody's house, to share a meal, or you were invited, it would be done by servants. But this lady, this sinful woman that comes in uninvited to the Pharisees, the house that Jesus was invited in this passage is the house of Simon the Pharisee. And so Jesus accepts the invitation. And Jesus knows what's going to happen, because we know he knows every thought that is in our mind. And so, but he accepts the invitation, and while he's there, she comes in. Another, like I said, common hospitality was the anointing, you know, the oil. Also, they would kiss the person coming in to welcome them. Or it's the commonly what we do now, we shake hands. We don't kiss, but when we welcome someone to our house, we shake hands. If we know the person, then we kiss or we hug, that's what we do during that time, you would kiss. But Simon the Pharisee, as a man of prominence and most likely invited Jesus into his home due to the Savior's reputation, popularity. During this time, Jesus was walking, conducting miracles and serving and teaching his disciples. And so the Pharisees knew that he was in the area and believed that he was a prophet. So Simon invites him to his house. And I believe that he wanted to probe him, because Jesus, perhaps the Pharisees heard that he was a prophet, so to see him up close and maybe to perhaps trap him. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us that, but Jesus accepted this. As the lady, the sinful woman, uncovers her hair and wept and dried his feet, and kisses his feet. During that event, Simon was very, very shocked to see that Jesus allowed this woman, who I'm sure the Pharisee knew who she was, but never kicked her out, which amazes me that he didn't do that. But it was a surprise to see that this woman was touching Jesus' feet, crying, and doing all of this to him. During that time, Pharisees were not allowed to hang around with sinners because they felt that they would be polluted. Their holiness would be polluted. And so if Jesus allowed this, it was a no-no. So Simon silently thinks to himself and speaks to himself and says, if this man was a prophet, he would know who this woman is that is touching him. He would know the wickedness of the woman. Like I mentioned earlier, the Pharisees believe strictly in salvation by the law and segregating themselves from sinners by keeping themselves safe at a safe distance from notorious sinners because any contact would be polluting them. And this was a common complaint that they would hear about Jesus, that he would hang and associate with sinners and the unclean, those with sickness, leprosy. At that moment, Jesus spoke to Simon and said, I have something to say to you. Simon replied, say it. Jesus responds to his criticism. Jesus heard his criticism, even though Simon did not say it aloud to anyone, but to himself. To Simon's criticism, Jesus speaks to him about the parable of the two debtors. The one debtor that owed 500 denarii, which would be about 200 years worth of labor, work, and the other that of the 50 denarii debt, it would be equivalent to 50 days worth of labor. And the person that gave the money, gave the money, forgave their debt. So Jesus asked Simon, now which of them will love him more by forgiving their debt? The Pharisee answered, selecting the debtor that owed the most. And so freely forgave both of them with no strings attached. Jesus at that time acknowledges Simon and lets him know that he has judged correctly. Jesus then points out to Simon that at no time he made no effort to show any hospitality to him. Yet this woman has shown him, our Lord, an abundance of loving generosity. Jesus then turns to this woman and offers her gifts far greater than the value of the oils that she had poured on him. Jesus tells her, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. That is in Luke 7:48. The passage. Here, the Savior teaches us that he's willing to forgive everyone, even those who others may not be willing to accept and forgive. And as a woman of poor reputation in her community, she was willing to risk the possibility of being ridiculed by seeking diligently for the Savior. She found him. She was amazed by his sight. This woman is an example of faith to all of us. As we seek the Savior, we should not fear what others may think of us. What only matters is what the Lord thinks of us. Our Savior loves and forgives us if we seek him. It is remarkable that Christ never calls her a sinful woman. Instead, he sees her for her true character and gives her much more appreciated description when Jesus said, in quotes, "Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven and her great love has shown. But whoever has not forgiven little loves little." That is in Luke 7, passage 47. As we think of this beautiful story, do we ever find ourselves treating others like Simon treated Jesus and the woman, with a lack of hospitality, patience, and acceptance? I'm talking about loving the person, not accepting their sin. I want to show you this photo, the next photo. We have had a lot of family in the last 3 weeks, and this is a pile of shoes. This is the second pile of shoes. We have another pile of shoes in the garage, and that I didn't take a picture, but we've had over 14 people at our home for the last 2 weeks. It's a blessing. I got to tell you that even though I find it very hard to deal with that because I never had much or share much hospitality, but my wife loves it. But if she's happy, I'm happy. Okay? I got to tell you that. But it was our last family member left 2 days ago, and I am, everything is quiet at home. And I miss him already. If you're watching, family out there, I miss you guys. Glad you made it home safely. You know, so you may not be comfortable inviting strangers to your home, but why not invite them to church? And why not invite them, share your faith with them? It's important. That's hospitality to me. And an example of a person that's not here today, but I'll mention her name, Sue Smolansky. You know, she came to the farm a few months ago and to buy eggs, and immediately she says, "Do you know Jesus?" She was sharing her faith with us. She didn't know us. She never invited us to her home. She never invited us to her place of worship, but she was sharing with us. Yes, we know our Lord and Savior. She knew. We became friends immediately. We invited them to Stutz, and they attend here now. So that is a way of you can share hospitality with others. The Savior clearly teaches us that we must love and accept everyone, including those that are different in ideas and beliefs. We're all children of the living heavenly Lord, God, our Father. And like this faithful woman, we all have a seat at the Lord's table, just like the previous picture. Jesus is the king of hospitality, I gotta tell you. And he showed us that we can read that in the Bible. Everyone at the Pharisee's house came to party, but this woman came to go to church. She came because Jesus was there, and she was there to worship him, to adore him, to show him love, came to praise him. She came to thank him, to honor him, to glorify him, and came to serve him. In those picture will give you 1,000 words. When Jesus was done talking to Simon and turned to the woman and said to her, your sins are forgiven. There are two types of people in this world. Those that sins have been forgiven, and those that sins have not been forgiven. There are two types of people in this world. Those that repent of their sins and those that remain in their sins. There are those that submit to his adoration, to Jesus, and those that will not submit. It's very simple. I cannot read your minds and thoughts like Jesus did. But if you're willing to submit today, and lay all your sins at the foot of the cross and be redeemed and give your life to Christ. I am sure there are some that are listening that have never surrendered all their sins and are still slaves to sin, here or online. There are some of us that have never wept tears of gratitude like this woman did. I have no idea where your heart is. If you have questions, I would encourage you to reach out to one of our elders or to me, and I will guide you in the right direction. And talk about putting your faith in Jesus. In 1999, I know my heart wept. I wept tears of joy during my divorce, and I found Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And I began my transformation. Some of you have heard my story in the past. And so, indeed, if indeed you have faith, then Jesus will also tell you that your sins have been forgiven. I would like to close in prayer. I'm running out of time, so I need to speed this up real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you for using me as your vessel to deliver this message today. Thank you for Bruce also, as he has put himself in harm's way to glorify you. We ask that you keep all of those safe that have traveled to the northern part of Michigan as they return home. All of those that are visiting at BlizzFest, we have over 10,000 people there at the site in Cross Village at a given time. I ask that you keep them safe during their travels back home, all the family members that are not here, and I ask that you keep our country safe and keep the first responders out there that are available for us during this time. And I ask that you give us peace throughout the world. In Jesus' name, I pray. We have one last final worship song, if the thing will come up. I love you. Go in peace. serve and glorify the Lord. And remember the sign that is out the door. When we walk out there, we're entering the mission field. Thank you all.